Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys. Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube. I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts, and I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well, and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the football rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, 4.99, and 9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want, you go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is a Michigan football rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is a reaction episode, Rutgers. Before we get into that, guys, go and hit me up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I really want to get over 500 subscribers on Spotify. We're right at like 299, 300. I think we can do it by the end of the season. I want 500. That is my goal. Go out. If you haven't, if you don't listen to us on or me on Spotify, please do it. Leave a 5-star review. You don't even have to leave a review. It's just hit 5 stars. Boom. Follow. All I ask. All right. We'll get into other stuff later about this. I just really want to get into this game real quick and other stuff in the Big Ten. This was one hell of a game. Okay, at the beginning, I was nervous as hell. Didn't like the fact that Rob Moore was incredibly rusty. I mean, knocked over who was a Singer Still or got in the way of Singer Still so he couldn't catch up to the kid on the big play. But that was it. I mean, it was like they shut the door, locked it, and threw away the key. Rutgers couldn't do anything else. I think Wimsatt threw for like 180 yards, maybe something like that. And I think he was like right around 52%. What did the Manungi or Manungi or some, I don't know, the number five for Rutgers, what did he, at one point, I think he had like 27 yards. Now, just so you know, I didn't look up all the stats right now. I just got back from watching Ohio play Notre Dame. I'll get into that a little bit later. So it's been a long day. So forgive me if I don't have all the details. I'll probably give you a much better episode with some detail-laden stuff in the later in the week. But we get what we get right now because this is the reaction episode. But seriously, our defense looks fantastic right now. I know there's some things that we need to clean up in the backfield. Fine. Of course we do. It's the fourth week of the season. They're not going to be in championship form right now. I don't think that's how it is, but still, looking at what they're doing, it's impressive. I mean, you're going to run on us? Good luck. Good luck trying to run on us. And as soon as they got into the head of Josiah Stewart and Braden McGregor, hey, don't go on the inside. Whatever you do, don't spin to go on the inside when they're going to run the effing ball because they just go right around you. As soon as we got those guys to understand that, we shut them down. No more. After the first quarter, it was done. It was done, over, forget about it. Michigan looked bad on the offensive side for the first drive. JJ looked scared, to be quite honest, and that was causing him to really throw the ball kind of crappy. Don't know what the hell's going on with Donovan Edwards, but if we don't have to use him as a running back, let's just not. There's really no need to at this point. If he can't run the ball anymore, we'll put him at a slot wide receiver, and he'll just be a wide receiver from here on out if that's what we have to do. We just need to use him and use his gifts because he's explosive. And if that means he can't run behind the line anymore, fine. I don't care. We have Blake Corum. What do I care if he can run behind the line or not? Let's use him everywhere else that we can. I heard this on Bleacher Report, but someone said that we should use him like old Urban Meyer used Percy Harvin. Now, I don't know about you, but Percy Harvin was dangerous. So, okay, give up the dream, man, of being a running back and just be an overall utility guy. You know, I don't care. However we need to use you to be productive, let's just do that. I'm fine with it. I think it was great to see how Michigan kind of rebounded, focused. I'm kind of done with, and you're going to hear this from every Michigan podcast ever, so this isn't a really fresh take, but Miles Henton, see you later. Sit down. Let's just, you know, I mean, we tried. You're just not there yet. Maybe next year. I would assume you still have 1 or 2 years left, so maybe then. Okay, no big deal. You're all right. You're just not great right now, so no need to keep you in there. I loved how Blake was running today. I loved how we mixed in the run with JJ. I loved all that stuff. I love Colson Loveland. Come on now. No tight end high points the ball better maybe than Brock Bowers probably. That dude is off the charts ridiculous. But nobody high points the ball better as a tight end than Colson Loveland. I saw Barner get in there a few times. Okay, I'm okay with that. I like to see that. I'd like to see more from Barner. 31-7 is exactly, I think I said my score prediction was like 34-3 or, I was going to double check because I couldn't remember today, but I'll be honest, I've been drinking and I didn't really care to look it up right now, to be quite honest with you, but it was like 34-3, 31-10. It was right in that area. So I was kind of on, I was right there. I liked what I was saying right there. I think it was good. Overall, yeah, obviously, is this a performance that's going to win us a national title? No, not offensively, right? It's not going to happen. But also, this is the fourth week of the season. And we know Rutgers always plays us tough. For the last 4 years, it seems like, Rutgers has played us tough. This is their Super Bowl. Now, they'll go out and play like Dookie probably against Ohio or whoever else, and they'll probably lose one or two games they probably shouldn't have, or they'll look even worse. But they always get up for us. I don't know why. I don't know why they have a boner for us, but they do. No, but so this isn't going to win us a national title. But also, like I said, this is the fourth game of the season, okay? We're going to get better next week in Nebraska. Then we're going to get even better against Minnesota, at Minnesota. We're going to keep getting better. And by the time we play Penn State, we should be a finely tuned machine. The more I look at this college football season, the more I start to think, maybe it's going to be one of those years. What was it, 2001, when Oklahoma won, beat Florida State, I think. What was it, like 21-11 or something like that? It was some weird. Oklahoma didn't do anything to shock anybody. They were actually fairly boring. They won a lot of boring games. They choked the shit out of people defensively, and their semi-above-average offense did what they needed to do to win games. And I just think that's what this season's going to be. I think you're going to be absolutely shocked by who wins the national title this year. I don't think that there's no one great right now. There's no one showing up saying, we're going to dominate. Georgia, they allowed 21 points today to AUB. UAB. Sorry, UAB. 21 points to UAB. Defense isn't there. Alabama, struggle against Ole Miss. I mean, and let's just get into the Big Ten right now. So, very happy with what Michigan did. Do we need to get better? Sure. Absolutely. Right? JJ's going to get better. I liked overall what I saw from the pass game for the most part. The play calling was semi-imaginative. You know what I mean? Kind of. You know, flea flickers, the double flea flicker, whatever the hell that thing was. Once JJ got comfortable, it looked much better. You know what I mean? JJ only threw for 214 and one touchdown. But the great part is no interceptions, right? Fantastic. I'm okay with this. I'm okay with how we're looking right now. I think this is the appropriate way to look 4 weeks in. I really did, because we handled Rutgers. And like I said, I was nervous because Rutgers always plays us tough. I was nervous, but we handled them. They had one play all game long. That was it, one play. The Monongi kid who was Big Ten Player of the Week had 27 yards at one point, could not get things going. And the only time that they were able to run was when our defender decided to tackle the running back instead of tackling the quarterback. That was really it. That was the only reason why Winstat even got any yards whatsoever. So I'm good with this. I really am. I feel really solid. I feel good about what Michigan's doing right now. I think we're going to look even better next week. Our defensive line, they are monsters. They are just monsters. Give up trying to run on us in the middle. Just forget it. It ain't happening. Good luck to you, sir. It ain't going down. So anyways, let's move on to the Big Ten and the games of the week that I was really paying attention to, right? So Maryland, MSU, didn't really get to watch that game. But, I mean, 31-9, come on. MSU, just give up. Michigan State, just give up. You know, if you want to forfeit the rest of your games, everybody will understand. We understand that your coach would rather jerk it to this sexual abuse advocate than actually coach football games. That's fine. Let him whack his noodle. Let him chop his wood. Let him tug his tugger. That's fine. Just forfeit the rest of your game so no one has to. I mean, it's embarrassing. Do you want your parents to watch you get beat down every week? Well, what have you allowed now? 70-something points in 2 weeks, probably over 1,000 total yards in 2 weeks. It's embarrassing. Give up. It's okay. You're an embarrassing university. We understand. No one expects anything from you. No one really. You are Roger Clinton to us, who is Bill Clinton. And yes, we're dirt balls because we're Bill Clinton. That's fine. But we're not Roger Clinton, little brother. Understand that. Because I know that might be above your head, that reference. Your little brother and you suck. Just understand that, okay, Michigan State? If you don't understand what I'm saying, ask one of your smarter friends and they will speak to you in smaller words. And then maybe they might even do like finger painting or shadow puppets to get you to understand that you suck and you're no good. So just give up. Now let's move on to Ohio. Actually, no, we'll save that for last. Wisconsin looked fairly decent against against Purdue. Molokai, I didn't realize he could run. I kind of liked what I saw from Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin now is the favorite to win the West. Iowa, a great lead into this Iowa game. Oh boy. Tell me right now that Michigan isn't the best team in the Big Ten. It's apparent to me. Because you take Cade McNamara and you take Eric All and you put them on Michigan's team and we beat Penn State in Penn State. You take them off that team and you put them with Iowa. They get rolled. What was it? 31-0? 31-0. Hey, Cade, did your defense score any points for you this week, you dumbass? Oh my God, dude. Embarrassing. Could not have happened to a better spoiled brat than Cade McNamara. And don't get me wrong, he's a spoiled brat. His whole behavior, just go back and look at everything he's done since he's left Michigan and use the lens of looking at him as what a spoiled brat would say and do if he didn't get what he wanted. And this is exactly what he is. Not good. Complete game manager, couldn't manage shit today. He was more of a Kenny Shoes game manager than he was an actual college football game manager. Awful. They looked awful. Just plain awful. Mistake after mistake. But don't get this wrong. Once again, turnovers by the other team and like the ball hit off of a Hawkeye. And it's not stuff that Penn State's actually doing to be great. They're not really causing the turnovers. They're just lucking into turnovers and they're winning the game. Aller only had, he threw 25 or 37 for 166 and 4 touchdowns. That tells you everything you need to know. 166 and 4 touchdowns says that he's been on his side of the field or the opponent's side of the field way more than he ever had to drive the ball anywhere. Because their running game didn't, I think, did they have a 100-yard rusher? I don't think they did, to be quite honest with you. Penn State had 215 yards total rushing between five people running the ball. So I don't think they had a 100-yard rusher. So that tells you everything you need to know. They've been lucky into turnovers. to get the points that they need. This week, they happened to turn those turnovers into touchdowns, unlike last week when they got those turnovers and they turned them into field goals, right? Not impressed with Penn State. Not at all. I think we'll roll Penn State. Maybe it's because I'm drunk and I'm really feeling it right now, but not impressed with Penn State whatsoever. Defense is good. They're good. They're solid. I can't really bitch and complain about that. I can't. They're a solid defense. They're not us. They are just not us. Nope. Don't care. Not us. I don't care. I'm not going to listen. Not us. Good luck. Aller, you're going to get punked when you play us. Now, listen, this can age very poorly. I get that. And listen, most of my takes when I get really buzzed up about something usually age poorly. Check out the reaction episode or the pregame, the big game pregame TCU and the big game pregame Georgia. I got real buzzed up for those mother effers. Real bad results. But anyways, I get it. But hey, I'm only live on the edge. I don't care. Ohio. Now we're going to finish off with this. I'm going to make a bold statement right now. I don't know if it's bold, but I'm going to say it anyways. Kyle McCord is Ohio State's Cade McNamara. He is a game manager. He's not a big play guy. If that's the kind of effort you're going to put in to try and beat Michigan, you're going to get beat down. Ohio did not look good tonight. Didn't look good whatsoever, to be quite honest with you. Marvin Harrison Jr., I have one thing to say to you. Sit out the rest of the season, kid. Sit out. They're going to kill you. You're going to lose draft positions if you continue to go out there and let these dudes try and kill you. Literally, first game, two catches for 18 yards, and you hurt yourself on the sideline on a catch, right? Today, three catches. Jesus, this is sad. Three catches for 32 yards, and you had to be helped off the field. Dude, do what all other great Buckeyes have done and sit out the season, dude. That's what Buckeyes do. They don't fight for glory. They fight for draft position. Don't sit. Please, do yourself a favor. If you continue to go out there and give lazy-ass blocks like you did on that touchdown run, they're going to kill you. You're going to tear your ACL. You're going to pop a freaking Achilles tendon. Something's going to happen to you, dude. And you're going to go from a top five pick to the Mr. Irrelevant seventh round, 2000 pick, whatever it is. I don't care. Dude, sit out. Ask one of the Bosa brothers, one of the big nose Bosa brothers. Well, it's a little nose Bosa brother, right? Because the big nose actually played. The Chase, whatever his name is. Just ask numerous Ohio State guys who have literally sat out the season. Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. Ask him if he regrets sitting out the whole season and picking the NFL over Ohio State. Ask him if he's regretting it right now. They're going to kill you. Get out. Sit before it's too late. Ohio stinks. Stinks. They really are a poor man's 2021 Michigan football team. They really are. Kyle McCord is McNamara. And pick the trio of running backs. They are nowhere near as good as our guys were that year. Corum and Hassan Haskins, just nowhere near as good. Their wide receivers are better. Sure, fine. I'll give you that. Tight ends, nowhere near as good. Their defense isn't good. It's solid. It ain't great. You don't have a real pass rusher like we did. Like I said, you're the poor man's Michigan 2021. You really are. You might be Michigan 2019. And what's funny about that is you have no real identity because your coach, if he doesn't have a great quarterback, he doesn't know who the fuck he is. Ryan Day has no clue who he is without a great quarterback. So what he does is he's like, oh, I've seen Michigan have success trying to run the ball and be tough and use a game manager to win games. It's like watching a little kid look at his dad and be like, oh, he's successful. Oh, he wears pants. I'll wear pants. So he tries to wear his daddy's pants and they're way too big. Just like when we tried to open things up and play a brand of football, we had no business playing a brand that kind of football, and they worked our ass for it. Play our kind of football, Ohio, and we're going to work your ass. Like I said, this could age very poorly. I don't think so, though. I don't think so. After watching this game tonight, Kyle McCord, you stink. You stink out loud. So I feel great about today. I feel great about how this week is going, about how the Big Ten's shaping up for us. If we can just get rolling on offense, and I think that's by sitting Miles Hinton down, putting Henderson in, getting our running game a little bit flowing, a little bit better, looking a little bit more cohesive, you know, get that passing game going a little bit. I'm telling you right now, the Big Ten's ours. The Big Ten is ours unless we jam our head fully up our butts, which still, we are the Michigan Wolverines, and we have been known to stick our heads fully up our butts. So without that, if we choose not to stick our head up our butts, I think the Big Ten's ours. I don't see a great team anywhere in college football right now. I just don't. So let's close on the Power Five that I want to start doing, the Maniac Power Five. After this week, Florida State drops. I don't even know where I put them last week. Were they one? They dropped to 5. 2 weeks in a row where you struggle, man, get out of here. Just see you later. Get out of here. You're down to 5. If your defense didn't save your ass, and if that guy who was on vacation didn't come off the bench to kick a field goal, which he missed, you guys would have lost to Clemson today. Number 4, I'm going to say it's Penn State. Looking good, not really. Aller, you can throw 4 touchdowns in the opponent's red zone. Fine. Good for you. You still look like Dookie. Not impressed with Penn State, so number 4. Texas looked good against Baylor, but it's Baylor. Who cares? Georgia, number 2. I mean, Brock Bowers is the man. Beck had over 300 yards passing. I don't think they had a 100-yard rusher today, but still, defense not great. Allowed 21 points to UAB. Okay, not going to get it done, and I'm sorry. You can't allow 21 points to UAB and then expect me to put you at number 1 in the power rankings. Not going to happen. Michigan takes the top spot this week for me. 31-7. Yeah, was it amazing? No. But like I said, there's not one great team in college football. Look, I dare you guys to look and tell me. Tell me who's the greatest, who's putting their foot on the throat of college football saying this is ours this year. Nobody. So if no one's doing it, why not us? So I'm going to roll. I roll deep with Michigan, as we all know I do, and you all do too, or you wouldn't be listening. So that's what I'm doing. Michigan's number 1 in the Maniac Power 5. So there we go, guys. We should be very excited about today. We should. It didn't start off great, but it ended wonderful. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, baby. Just remember that when we're talking about the overall flow of the season. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we're going to finish all over Ohio State's face. Like it's a Bukkake film. If you know what I mean, boys and girls, if you're too young, don't listen to that. Actually, if you are listening, Bukkake really isn't a bad thing. It's a word that is used in Japan. It's a Japanese word that means to spread. Look it up. I'm not lying. A buddy of mine, a comic friend of mine, Yoshi, told me this. It is to spread. So we're going to spread it all over their face at the end of the season. Remember, guys, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. 100% great to be a Michigan Wolverine. Oh, also, before I leave, guys, I was on the Big House Breakdown. It's like a Twitter show. I was a panelist, a fantastic host, great show. Look it up on Twitter. It's BHB. It's the Big House Breakdown. We went about hour, almost hour 30, hour 40 on this. It was actually a pretty good time. I enjoyed it very much. I want to get him on the show. Also, remember, send me email or a voicemail for our Bitch Fest Wednesday. Okay, our Big Ten Bitch Fest. Send it in now. I don't care. DM me in IG or Twitter. I don't care how you do it. Just IG, DM me those two spots or sign up for the app when you click the link on Spotify and leave a voicemail. Either way you do it, I'll get you on the show. We'll do our little bitch fest. We'll have a good time. All right. Just remember, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys. Go Blue.